Holy Spirit, we invite you tonight. Come and fill this place with the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Spirit of truth, come and release the testimony of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and knock on our hearts, on the door to our heart. Move in this place. I ask that you would have your way with us tonight, and those things that you have predestined for us for this time, that they would come to pass, that there would be nothing that would be able to withhold your desire for us, Jesus. Because there is something in your heart for tonight, for this time, Jesus. We want you. We want you to come. We want you to encounter us. And we just declare your purposes coming forth in this hour. Jesus, we declare your purposes coming forth in this hour, and they're coming down right now. They're coming down this hour. Your purposes, your desires. Let your heart be revealed tonight. Let your heart be revealed tonight. Jesus, you are a King. You are a God. We're here. We're here before you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you because there's no God like you. There is no God like you. We love you with all our hearts. And you are everything to us, Jesus. Jesus, we're fascinated with you. We're so in love with you, Jesus. We're so in love with you, Jesus. Oh, move upon our hearts. Pull on the strings of our hearts. Make us more sensitive tonight. Oh, that we would hear the sound of your voice. That we would see you as you are. See you seated high and lifted up above all things, above all the rule and authority. You're an awesome God, Jesus. Yes, move in this place. Begin to change the atmosphere in this room. In this time, we just come to you and bring to you all our baggage. Everything that we have, we bring to you. And we're here for this divine exchange. This divine exchange with you. Where we give you our weaknesses and we give you our negativity. And you begin to give us your strength. And you begin to give us your joy. You begin to release a spirit of freedom over us. You begin to release a spirit of breakthrough over us. We receive this exchange right now. Jesus. Oh, we surrender to you. And we surrender to your ways. We love your ways, Jesus. We love your truth. Your truth sets us free. Your truth gives us hope. Your truth makes us happy. Lead us into your truth. Even right now, let your voice be released in this place. And let every negative voice be quieted. Let every lie be silenced. And let the voice of truth begin to speak over us. The voice of truth began to just speak over us. Release the love of God. Your love that frees us, that sets us free from fear, from shame. It sets us free from condemnation. liberation. It sets us free from all kinds of bondage. Your love right now in this place, on the personal level, over every heart right now. Let the fresh oil be released right now. And let there be uplifting in the spirit right now. Let burdens be removed right now. Let hindrances be removed right now. In the Jesus name. In Jesus' name, let there be freshness in this place. Let there be a fresh stirring in the spirit. Right now, we invite the spirit to come, refresh us and renew us. Fresh wind of heaven, come right now. Let there be a lifting. Let every burden be lifted. Let every burden be lifted. Let there be a freedom in the spirit. A breakthrough spirit in this place right now. Breakthrough spirit in this place right now. We say no to every lie. We say no to every lie. Oh, we say no to every lie. We see you, deceiver, and we say no to you because we say yes to the truth of God. Lift us into your truth. Let there be lifting into the truth of God, into the purposes of Jesus Christ. That everything that is hindering us and stopping us from entering the purposes of the Lord Jesus Christ, let it be removed right now. Let the path be made clear right now. Let the path be made clear right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Minister to us, Holy Spirit. Right now, minister to us, Holy Spirit. Activate the things that the Lord wants to do in this place tonight. Begin to activate. The spirit realm be activated. Let the prophetic realm be activated. Let the spirit of prophecy come right now. The spirit of prophecy come into this prayer right now. Let intercession be activated right now. Let the gifts be activated right now through the word of ministry. Oh, that we would co-labor with you for your purposes, Jesus. Because it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about the desire of your heart, Jesus. It's all about magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about magnifying the desires of your heart. Oh, Jesus, this is your time. This is your time. This is your time to be famous all over the earth. This is your time to be made famous all over the earth. Let your name be made famous. Let your name be made famous in our lives, in our families. Let there be a reflection of you in us. Let us come and project your life. Reject who you are in our families, in our workplaces, in schools, in the marketplaces. Project your life, Jesus. Let us go forth and project your life in this earth. Project your life in this earth. Project your life. Let us go forth and project your life, Jesus, so that you may have your glory. For it is our, for the sons of God, to be made manifest in the earth. For it is time for the sons of God to be made known in this earth. Thank you for preparing, Jesus. Thank you for preparing everything for this time. For this time. Thank you for preparing your church. Thank you for preparing your saints for such a time as this. Thank you for allowing us to be born in this generation that we might go forth and shine your light. That we can be true disciples of Jesus Christ in this generation. That we can be the witnesses of your truth and carry a testimony. Jesus Christ. Lord, we just decree into the spirit realm, we agree with your word. And we stand on your promises, Jesus. We stand on your word. You are our firm foundation. We stand on your truth. This is how it is, and this is how it will be. Because you are faithful, God. You are faithful, God. What you said will come to pass. And we're here to shine your light. We're here to shine your light in every dark corner. In every dark corner. We're here to reflect who you are. We're here to love. We're here to love on the weak and the broken and the wounded. We will go for you. We will go for you, Jesus. We will love the brokenhearted. We will love the wounded and the brokenhearted. We will shine your light. We will release your testimony. We will go to the end. We will go to the finish line. Because we stand on your promises, Jesus. And we've encountered you. We've encountered who you are. Encountered your nature. So even right now, I ask, refocus us. More, refocus us. Begin to reveal to us your great plan and how we can begin to co-labor with you in restoration of all things. Let there be this lifting into your purposes. Lifting into your purpose so we might obtain a vision and go forth as the light, as the sons of God, as the lovers of God, here to love, here to bring the light. Jesus, that is why we were born in this time. We're born in this generation. Shine your light. You've prepared the place for us. your light come.
Let your light come and shine. Let your light come and pierce through the darkness. Let your light come, come, come. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let our hearts tonight light up our skin. And increase the measure of your presence.
Jesus, cry out for Jesus. Jesus, we cry out for you. Jesus, we are crying out for you. Let heaven come and fill this place. Let heaven come and fill this place. Let heaven come. Oh, we're knocking on heaven's door. We're knocking on heaven's door. Come, Jesus, in all your glory, in all your power, in all your majesty, come tonight. Change our life, Jesus. Just come and change our life forever. Because every encounter with you, our life changes. Come and change our lives forever. Let heaven come. Oh, let it fill this place. Tangible presence. Oh, invisible glory, come. Lead us into your glory. Lead us into your life. Lead us into your glory, that we might see your beauty. That we might see your beauty. That we might see your face. We would transform and change and become like you. Transform. Obtain your nature. Jesus, come and change our life. Come and change our life. We need our life to change. We need things to begin to change on the inside. Things to begin to change in our families, in our homes. We need heaven to break out. We need God to break out. We need a change. To change, Jesus. And we know only real true change comes when we encounter you. When we encounter you, Jesus. It's when you will step in. It's when you come. Oh, lead us into the next level of your presence. Lead us into the next level of your glory. To the next level with you. Oh, Jesus. Even right now, for those that are hungry, even right now, we seek you. We say, let heaven come. We say, let it fill this place. We're saying that your kingdom is on a move in this place. We might not see it in the physical, in the natural realm, but your kingdom is moving in this place right now. We're believing it and we know it. For your word tells us so. That something is happening right now in the spirit realm. And we're beginning to be awakened by your spirit. Hunger is being awakened in us. Passion is being awakened in us to go deeper after you. To go after you. To go deeper. Not to be satisfied with what we have. Awaken hunger inside of us. Awaken passion inside of us that will lead us deeper. Because without hunger, we cannot go forward. And without the passion, we cannot go forward. Without the passion, we cannot get deep with God. So let there be an awakening, a new stirring. In the spirit, over every one of us, over everyone right now. When we just open our spirits to you, we open our spirits to the work of the Holy Spirit right now. And we ask, come and move us, Holy Spirit. Whichever way you desire, come and move us. Begin to unveil things on the inside. Begin begin to just give them out to you. Oh, we don't want anything to steal our hunger.
I submit myself to you. I submit
myself
to you.
We wage war on those things that might come against the hunger and the passion.
Jesus.
Jesus. Want your heaven on the inside. Heaven on the inside.
Время забирать у врага.
Агрессивная церковь. Агрессивная церковь. Достаточно долго церковь была пассивной. Церковь была бездейственной. Церковь защищалась. Церковь просто отражала. Но наступает время, где пришла агрессия. Поднимаются те, которые не согласны. Поднимаются те, которые сказали достаточно. Достаточно церкви Иисуса быть обворованной. Достаточно. Где эти львы? Где эти львы, которые заберут добычу? Где эти чемпионы? Иисус, подними чемпионов. Агрессивных чемпионов подними. Агрессивных чемпионов, Иисус, подними агрессивных чемпионов. Достаточно быть пассивными. Достаточно ожидать, что что-то произойдет. Достаточно ожидать. Пора начинать действовать. Пора начинать идти. Пора начинать забирать. Не молчи, потому что дьявол пользуется твоим молчанием. Пока ты молчишь, он говорит. Пока ты бездействуешь, он делает. Иисус, подними агрессивных чемпионов. Агрессивных чемпионов. Агрессивных чемпионов. Агрессивных чемпионов. Агрессивных чемпионов. Поднимается иное поколение. Иное поколение. Иное поколение наступающих. Не отражающих, но наступающих. Не отражающих, но наступающих. Иное поколение. Иное поколение. Иное поколение. Агрессивных чемпионов. Агрессивных чемпионов. Достаточно бездействовать. Достаточно бездействовать. Стражи на стенах. Стражи на стенах. Стражи на стенах нашего поколения. Стражи на стенах нашего поколения. Поднимаются, поднимаются, поднимаются. Стражи на стенах. Стражи на стенах. Охраняющие царство Бога. Распространяющие небо. Они не позволят даже ни одному маленькому бесу украсть из тела Иисуса. Поднимаются львы. Поднимаются львы. Агрессивные чемпионы царства. Агрессивные чемпионы царства. Агрессивные чемпионы царства. Это иное поколение. Новое поколение. Иное поколение. Люди иного духа. Люди иного духа. Люди иного духа. Взявшие ответственность на себя. Взявшие ответственность на себя. Не ожидающие что-то от кого-то. Но взявшие ответственность. Взявшие ответственность. Поколение иного духа. Поколение иного духа. Иисусы Навины, халевы, поднимитесь. Иисусы Навины, халевы, поднимитесь. Которые не боятся идти против толпы, идти против общего мнения. Поднимитесь, халевы. Иисусы Навины, халевы, люди иного духа. Люди иного духа. Люди иного духа. Люди иного духа. Иного духа. Агрессивные чемпионы царства. Агрессивные чемпионы царства. Агрессивные чемпионы царства. Да придет царство твое. Да придет царство твое, Отец. Не молчи, провозглашай его царство. Потому что пока ты молчишь, колдуны и ведьмы, они провозглашают царство ада. Пока ты молчишь, они говорят. Пока ты сидишь, ничего не делаешь, они делают. Не молчи. Не молчи. Заяви права на свою территорию. Заяви права на свою территорию. Достаточно прятаться. Достаточно прятаться и защищаться. Пора наступать. Пора наступать. Пора наступать. Пора забирать. Пора забирать. Пора отбирать. Перестань прятаться. Ты создан для большего. Ты не создан для ожидания. Ты не создан для бездействия. Доставай свое оружие. Доставай свое оружие. Доставай свое оружие. Становись на стену. Провозглашай его царство. Где бы ты ни был, провозглашай его царство. Потому что тьма не сидит. Тьма не молчит, тьма распространяет ад. В то время, как ты молчишь, ад распространяет твою темноту. Не молчи, не молчи, не молчи. Не молчи, не молчи. Иисус, высвобождай твою славу. Мы высвобождаем небо на этой земле. Мы знаем, Отец, ни одна тьма, ни одна темнота не смогут противостоять Тебе. Куда входит царь? Куда входит царь? Куда входит царь? Темнота исчезает. Темнота исчезает. Меняются законы. Меняется атмосфера. Приходит жизнь. Уходит грех. Приходит победа. Царь, мы просим тебя, приди, 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 земля стонет, земля стонет, земля стонет, земля ждет царя, земля ждет царя и его детей, царя и его детей, царя и его детей, детей света, детей света, детей света и царя. Иисус, Иисус, Иисус. Мы прокладываем дорогу тебе своим голосом, своими пророчествами, своими молитвами. Мы прокладываем дорогу тебе, царь, потому что тьма уходит, тьма уходит, тьма уходит, тьма отступает. Дети света поднимаются, царство Бога приходит, царство Бога приходит, царство Бога приходит, царство Бога приходит. Царь идет, царь идет. Царь идет, Иисус, 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 дорогу царю, дорогу царю, дорогу царю, дорогу царю, дорогу царю. Проноси дорогу царю своей хвалой. Твоя хвала, твое поклонение. Прокладывай дорогу царю. Иисус, не молчи, не молчи, не молчи. Иисус, любимый наш царь, хвала тебе, слава тебе, Иисус. Слава тебе, Иисус. Слава тебе, Иисус. Слава тебе, Иисус. Слава
Jesus. Pai, cima, Jesus. Pai, cima, Jesus. Pra corda vai dar logo que saiu. Pra corda vai dar logo que saiu. Escalhe agressivo. Escalhe agressivo. Escalhe agressivo. Foi isso que você precisa. Escalhe agressivo.
Those who have a voice,
shout the voice for your Lucia. Shout the voice for your Lucia. My Lucia.
Revelation of Jesus Christ to come. We declare open heaven over you. Right now, receive your freedom. We declare open heaven over you in Jesus' name. Open heaven over you in Jesus' name. Open heaven over you in Jesus' name. Declare new revelation over you in Jesus' name. Fresh revelation of Jesus Christ over you in Jesus' name. Declare new passion over you, new hunger over you, vision of God in your life. Praying. So if you need a breakthrough tonight, you feel like something's pressing on you and you need to break through, just begin to go after it. We're doing things in the spirit right now by declaring and just speaking these things, you can receive your freedom.
Don't be bound by darkness. eyes to see. Give us eyes to see your glory. Give us eyes to see. Give us ears to hear. Give us hearts to understand. Give us eyes to see. Give us ears to hear. And hearts to understand. Give us eyes to see.
Identity.
know you, we know who we are. In this times of great shaking, we will not be shaken. We will not be shaken. Because we know our God. You are the anchor of our soul. We will not be shaken. And once again, I say that we will not be shaken. No matter what kind of winds come our way, what kind of storms come our way, we will not be shaken because we stand on the promises of God. Things can fall apart on the left and on the right. Thousands may fall at our side, but it will not come near us and it will not come near our homes because we will not be shaken. And we will not be robbed. We will not be a people who are plundered because we are of the Lord. We belong to Jesus. We are the church of Christ. We are the people of promise. We are the people of inheritance. We're covered by His blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus. We live in the secret place of God. No enemy. Remain in the shadow of God. We carry the testimony on the inside. Let us not forget who we are. The Lord Jesus Christ. Favor. His eyes are upon us every moment of our life. And He surrounded us. Us. He commands and commissions the angels to encamp around His saints to protect us. People with a future, with a bright future. Surrender to weariness and disappointment and discouragement. We cancel that right now in Jesus' name. There is hope. And God is true. And He is faithful to the end. And even when we are not faithful to Him, He will always remain faithful to us. And He loves us in our greatest weaknesses. Love of God that was displayed and demonstrated to us when Jesus was crucified on the cross. That's the greatest love, display of the love of God. When you were supposed to die, when you were supposed to be on the cross, when you deserved condemnation and eternal doom, He died for you. He didn't die for you to be defeated. He died for you to be successful. To be an overcomer. We cancel defeat right now over everyone in this place. We release victory over you. We release the spirit of overcomer over you. Because the blood of Jesus covered you. The blood of Jesus made you a completely new person. Regenerated for a new life with Christ. Hidden in God. Sometimes we focus too much on the enemy. We need to focus a little more, a whole lot more on Jesus. For a new life, to walk in victory every single day. It is our inheritance to walk in victory every single day. We've been giving in to defeat a little too long. Entertaining weariness and discouragement and all sorts of negativity far too long. We need to rise up. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You need to remember what Jesus did on the cross for you. You need to remember that there is power in the blood. That His Spirit lives on the inside of you. Your life. If you choose to walk in victory every day, it is possible. In an unbroken fellowship with Jesus. We remind ourselves the promises of God. We remind ourselves who He is. Be able to move forward. And not only have success in our own lives, but have fight for other people. And bring His kingdom to every part of this earth, wherever God sends us.